The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Hello and welcome back to another episode at Soulful Valley. Last week we had two incredible guests, Simon Benn, all about bully-proofing children, and Sat Sagu, who spoke to us about relationship trauma and resilience, among lots of other subjects. I hope you enjoyed those episodes. Do let me know what you thought about them. And if you have any questions for future episodes, please do feel free to email me at soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com. Just on the subject of bully-proofing children, now bullying was something that has been a life experience for me, from being bullied by a parent to being bullied by children at school to being bullied by bosses in workplaces. So I've carried this theme throughout my life and never knew quite how to deal with it until I began this spiritual growth journey and started to understand that bullies are, it's never about you, it's always about what's going on for them. And if we can build self-esteem and self-worth and self-belief in our children, they're going to be able to cope with bullies and basically, you know, have a shield around them that where bullies can't hurt them. So Simon's work was really interesting to me. I think it's something that should be done in all schools, and would highly recommend that if you want to know more about that, go and check out his website and the work that he does do. If we can help our children to see themselves as the absolutely beautiful human beings that they are, then they'll know that those things are not true about them as easily as they would know that they're not a pink elephant. That's the kind of thing that we want to give to our children. I wish I'd have had all of these tools when I was younger, and then, you know, there were times when some of my children were bullied, and it is a difficult one to work with. But when you become aware of how energy works and what's behind people who are bullies, you can deal with it in a totally different way, and not in a way that, you know, it's you let people bully you and just ignore it, but that you're so good at it bouncing off of you and not letting it affect you that they'll just get bored and move on to somebody else. Hopefully Simon's episode will have helped some of you, because, you know, we're bullied as adults as well. It's not just children that are bullied, but it's easier for children to take in this knowledge and awareness at a younger age than it is for adults who have basically been programmed since childhood. And it becomes more difficult when you're in your 30s, 40s or 50s to change these things. So I hope that that brought some valuable information to you all, and that you'll go and use it. And Sat Sagu is just so full of energy, and he has such an amazing outlook on life. As I said in the episode, I've been following him for a few years because we were in the same sort of clean, easy circle when I tried network marketing a couple of times. It wasn't for me. However, it did teach me a lot about social media and about getting visible. So I can thank network marketing, the experience of that. Even though some people would see that I failed at network marketing, the fact is I actually learned a lot and grew from my experience within those network marketing companies. So there we go with the, people think that if they try something, they'll fail at it. But sometimes there's a reason that these things are presented to you to try, because it's not about the actual thing that you're doing. It's more about the people that you're going to meet and the things that you're going to learn and, you know, all of the skills that you're going to have. So do go and check out Satwinder Sagu as well. He is incredibly inspiring. He's got a free Facebook group, which he does a lot of Facebook lives into, uplift people, and he shares a lot of his stories about his difficulties, and he really helps people that are going through difficulties with their relationships and the ends of their relationships. He's a great person to go and hang out with in his Facebook group. As I said, he's been inspiring me for a few years, and I absolutely loved his book when I read it. He's an incredible human being who has obviously been sent here to help people. I'm going to keep this one short, as that's what, you know, my episodes are about, short and sweet, so that I can just have a catch up with you and talk about what we've got from those previous episodes. And I would love to hear your thoughts. So do pop me an email, or you can message me on Instagram. And if you're enjoying this podcast, do let me know. It's nice to know that what I'm creating is worthwhile. So I'm going to love and leave you all for now. Until the next time, we've got an amazing episode coming up on Tuesday with Joanna Hunter, who is my spiritual coach. And I am just blessed to have met this woman in April on her angel workshop, because I've ended up on some of her courses that have been literally life-changing for me. So wait until the next time. Don't forget to tune in on Tuesday for that episode with Joanna Hunter. Bye for now. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now. Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I hope that you've heard something today that makes your life a little lighter. Our aim is to share love, light and wisdom, and to raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed this show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think they would benefit from listening to it. For a free EFT guide, or to join my Alignment Seekers free Facebook group, or to work with me one-to-one, you can find more information at Soulful Valley on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and you can email me at soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com. Bye for now.